The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
And I am so grateful and humbled and honored, and I'm not even sure. I don't think I mind sharing this with the Vice President of the United States, because in the month of May, we decided to partner with an organization called Prison Fellowship Ministry. And Mr. Vice President, as we welcome you to the show, I want to share this with you. We invited listeners to sponsor a child who is the child of a person in prison to go to summer camp. It's Christian camp. The kids go for a week. They go outdoors. I know you know Prison Fellowship. They go spend time with other kids. They get to be a kid for a week. They pray. They learn the gospel. They go camping. They hike. They swim. And our goal, Mr. Vice President, originally for our Angel Tree Camp campaign was 260 kids. I thought Mike Gallagher show listeners could sponsor 260 children, right? It's $200 for a week. Mr. Vice President, we are at 845 children 3 weeks into the campaign. Our listeners have stepped up, and I have a hunch that if Vice President Mike Pence puts a nice word in for Prison Fellowship Ministry, I don't know how high the number can go, but the guys around here think we might be able to get 1,000 kids sponsored to go to summer camp for a week. What do you think?
Wow. Mike, great to be back on with you, and thanks for doing that for Prison Fellowship. The late Chuck Colson was a friend and a mentor to me, and his great work in creating that ministry has been a great source of inspiration to me, and it's resulted in changed lives.
These children, I mean, I hear these stories of children going for 1 week, learning to, you know, praying and fellowship, yeah. and it's a memory they're going to have, Mr. Vice President, the rest of their lives. I mean, I just, the idea that our listeners stepped up in this manner is just overwhelming, because you're right, the Chuck Colson story, a story we all ought to hold close to our heart, the story of redemption, the story of going through something that, and you turn your life around and make a difference. And he did. He made a huge difference in the lives of these thousands and thousands and thousands of children.
Yeah, he really has. And the Angel Tree program, I remember back at our church in Indiana around the holidays, we'd always have an Angel Tree program as well. But thank you for doing that for a summer camp program. I mean, these are kids that are growing up without a parent in the home, and oftentimes without a father in the home, and to be able to be at a camp, to be able to be to hear the good news of the gospel, to also be around kids that are also facing some of the same challenges that they're facing. What a
sure.
blessing! I want to thank your listeners who stepped up already, and thank you, Mike, for having such a heart families and for the faith.
Thank you. Our listeners really, really stepped up. So I think now that we have Vice President Mike Pence's blessing on this, I'll bet you we'll get up to. I'll bet 1,000 kids are going to get to go to summer camp. If you want to contribute, again, $200 to sponsor a child. Just go to MikeOnline.com. Click on the Angel Tree Camp banner at the top of the page. MikeOnline.com, Angel Tree Camp banner, or call 855-246-3213. That's toll free. 855-246-3213. You could just make an online or an over-the-phone contribution. And thank you, Mr. Vice President. And thanks to every single listener who has sponsored these precious children to be able to go to camp and escape what they're going through. These kids are desperate for God's love, and they're going to get to be a kid again for a week. And I, as you said, yeah. Mr. Vice President, many of these kids are, and there are many of them are abuse victims. They are neglected. They are just they're in you know dire straits. They're in bad shape, and to be able to go to summer camp for a week, I know it's a week, but boy, what a blessing. So anyhow, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Let's dive into some good news. The average American was just revealed. The average American is more optimistic about their ability to find a job under the Trump-Pence administration than at any point previously recorded. Gallup released data yesterday showing 67% of Americans believe now is a good time to find a quality job. And, Mr. Vice President, I'm sure you know this poll. This data is at the highest point ever recorded. Now, in normal times, this would be a huge, you know, 4-inch banner story on the New York Times front page. It's big news for Americans, and I got to believe it's big news to the Trump-Pence administration as well.
Well, it's very exciting. In fact, I spoke at a college commencement just a couple weeks ago, and another statistic your listeners would love to know, there are more job openings today in America than at any point in recorded American history. And I think, you know, the confidence in the economy reflected in that poll, in those statistics, more than 3 million new jobs created since President Trump was inaugurated into office. It's all an affirmation of the president's vision, of his determined leadership, but also just of the policies that the president's been able to enact through the Congress, rolling back federal red tape, expanding access to American energy, historic tax relief and tax reform. All of that has resulted in a tremendous reinvestment back in the American economy. It's creating jobs and opportunities. And as I love to say, as I travel around the country, Mike, we're just getting started. I mean, most of these tax cuts have not even taken effect yet. And yet you've already seen more than 5 million Americans who've gotten a bonus or a pay raise as a result of the tax breaks. Tens of millions are already seeing more in their paychecks. But it is a great, great testament to President Trump's leadership and to his determination to make America prosperous again.
You mentioned we're just getting started. We forget we're, a year and a half into your administration? I mean, I know as a talk show host, I feel like it's been only, 30, 35 years. You must feel like it's 100. But the fact is, it's still early going. I mean, to think that all this has been accomplished in a year and a half. I watched you yesterday in the swearing-in ceremony of Gina Haspel. And I got chills thinking about history that continues to be made. Here's the first woman to ever head up the CIA. You want to talk about the proverbial glass ceiling being broken, these historic economic numbers, the history of all these strong women who are in positions of authority and responsibility in the Trump administration and appointed by President Trump, but you from Nikki Haley, and you go down the whole list of including Gina Haspel. I saw you swear her in yesterday. You have to be very aware of the sense of history that is being made and the role, frankly, that you're playing in it.
Well, it's very humbling for me to be a part of what President Trump has brought to the White House and has brought to the American people. But yesterday was a very special day. Gina Haspel is an American patriot. She's dedicated 30 years of her life to protecting this country. And I got to tell you that what you couldn't see in the television shot was the faces of all the rank and file out at the CIA that had gathered in a standing room only. crowd in the lobby to see her sworn in. I mean, the enthusiasm that all of these dedicated men and women at the CIA had for Gina Haspel being sworn in, I think was a reflection of the fact that she's someone who came up through the CIA. She spent an entire career in that organization and has deep respect. But the historic nature of it was really special. I loved how Gina pointed out the two little girls standing off to the side who'd written her a moving letter about how much it meant to them to see a woman stepping up into this enormously important role in the national security of the United States. And in fact, we waved those two little girls over. They were very shy, but I don't know if you saw them, Mike, but
yeah,
we waved them out on the stage to grab a quick picture. And history was made yesterday, and I believe America is safer today because of strong leadership of President Trump and the men and women that he's appointing at every level.
Yeah, you know, and you could hear the cheers, incidentally, on television. You could hear the cheers, the enthusiasm of the crowd. It was really something to watch. Final question, and we know how busy you are, and we're always grateful for any time you can give to our listeners here of the Mike Gallagher Show. North Korea, it's not easy. None of this is going to be easy. Frankly, nothing right. That's been accomplished in a year and a half has been easy. But can you give us an update on the status of these talks with North Korea? Will this long-awaited and much-discussed summit between the president and Kim Jong-un Jong-un take place?
Well, I think the short answer to that, as the president often says, is we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, the president made it clear early last year, Mike, that the days of kind of being tapped along, the days of strategic patience of the last administration, of broken promises in the Bush years and the Clinton years, promises broken by North Korea after they pledged to abandon their nuclear weapons program, those days are over. The president brought tremendous economic and diplomatic pressure to bear. He kept all options on the table. We simply made it clear we're not going to tolerate the regime in North Korea possessing nuclear weapons that threaten the United States or our allies in the region. But it's been the president's leadership that I think the world recognizes has brought North and South Korea into an inter-Korean dialogue and ultimately resulted in Kim Jong-un reaching out, offering to suspend his ballistic and nuclear testing program and offer to begin negotiations for denuclearization in exchange for an opportunity to meet with President Trump. The president said he'd take the meeting. We continue to remain open to the meeting. We continue to remain hopeful that we can achieve by peaceable means what has eluded the world for more than two decades. But make no mistake about it, under President Trump's leadership, we're going to continue to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear. We're going to continue to reserve all options, and we're going to put the security of the United States and our people and our allies first, and until we achieve full denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
Mr. Vice President, as I said, we're always grateful for the time that you can have for us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. We continue to pray for you and your family and the administration and for this country. All the best, sir. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you, Mike. We feel those prayers every day from you and from your millions of listeners. And thanks again for what you're doing for those kids in the prison fellowship camp. That'll be an incredible blessing. And I think Karen and I are going to join all the more than 800 folks around the country that are supporting those great kids. That's a blessing. And it's what, at our house, we call that treasure in heaven, Mike.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.